Spain's former prime minister testified today before a special parliamentary commission looking into the terrorist train bombings last March. José María Aznar's right-wing Popular Party was voted out of power in an upset election 3 days after the attack. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Spain has been going over the horrors of the March 11th train bombings, trying to find answers to explain the terrorist attacks that left 191 people dead and nearly 2,000 injured. The focus of attention has been here in the marbled halls of Los Cortes, the Spanish parliament. The purpose of the 11M or M11 commission is to suggest ways to prevent another terrorist attack. But the panel has become mired in a political dispute over former Prime Minister José María Aznar's immediate response to the bombings. In the commission's last session, Mariano Simancas, the Spanish head of Europol, was asked who he thought was responsible when he first heard about the attacks.
La lógica de un español le llevaba a pensar.
The logic of a Spaniard would naturally lead him in the first moments to believe it was ETA.
At the time, the outlawed Basque separatist group ETA had killed more than 800 people in its fight for independence of Spain's Basque region. And only a few months before the Madrid attack, police arrested two ETA suspects trying to smuggle bombs into train stations in Madrid. Europol shares intelligence among European police forces, and members of Aznar's Popular Party said Simancas' testimony lent credence to the former prime minister's decision to blame ETA for the train bombings. Vicente Martínez Pujalte is the Popular Party spokesman on the M11 commission.
In Spain, we already had experience with a terrorist group, ETA, that tried to participate in almost all election campaigns by staging attacks.
Spain was scheduled to hold a general election 3 days after the Madrid bombings, and pollsters had expected a victory for Aznar's Popular Party, despite the unpopularity of his support for the U.S. invasion of Iraq. So when evidence emerged showing that Islamic terrorists had staged the bombings in response to Spain's pro-U.S. stance, many voters felt that Aznar had tried to trick them by blaming ETA. They punished him at the polls, electing opposition leader José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero instead. But Popular Party leaders say it was Zapatero's socialists who used the terrorist attack for political gain and who broke electoral law by organizing anti-war demonstrations on the eve of the vote. That's pure paranoia, says Juan Luis Rascón, who represents the Socialist Party on the March 11 Commission. They still haven't accepted the outcome of the elections of March 14th, he adds. Observers are skeptical that any really new evidence will emerge from Aznar's testimony. It will mainly be a chance for the former prime minister to defend himself, says Lorenzo Bernaldo de Quirós, a conservative commentator.
Well, I think Aznar will be boosted by the victory of President Bush when he goes before Parliament. Aznar was the only leader of a major country that backed the Iraq War to lose an election. But now Bush's victory is a vindication of Aznar's foreign policy.
Current Prime Minister Zapatero will have his chance to testify before the commission next week. But many Spaniards are frustrated by the political feuding. They say the commission isn't shedding light on the most pressing questions: why did March 11th happen, and can similar attacks be prevented from happening again? For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.